In the name of Jesus, amen. The day of the unleavened bread had come. It was the day on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed, the hour for which the Lamb of God was born, and that hour was drawing near. On this day, God's people remembered another day, when the Lord had brought his people out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Yet it had come with a price. Plagues had been visited upon the Egyptians in hope that Pharaoh would be convinced to release the Lord's people from their slavery. But after 9 plagues, there was no convincing him. Pharaoh had hardened his heart, and then the Lord completely hardened the rest of it for him. But the Lord had determined that he would free his people. The death of the firstborn of Egypt would be the final blow. That would be the final act to deliver his people out of their bondage. So the Lord gives instructions to his people, preparing them for making a quick exit. Make 11 loaves, slaughter an unblemished lamb and roast it. Take the lamb's blood and sprinkle it on the doorpost and the lintels of your home. Eat with your belt around your waist and your staff in your hand, for the Lord is about to bring your salvation. He will pass over the houses of his people and keep them safe from harm and death. And after this salvation had been accomplished, the Lord instructs his people that they must eat a meal that recalls that very night, every year, throughout their generations. So now that day had come in Jerusalem. And Jesus instructs his disciples to prepare the meal for their annual remembrance of the Passover. But this Passover was to be very different from all the rest. For this was the day on which the Passover lamb would be sacrificed, and another day when the firstborn would die, and the Lord would deliver his people. Jesus was preparing a Passover for his disciples that would fulfill what had been accomplished and foreshadowed so long ago in Egypt. So Peter and John went into a house in Jerusalem, believing that they were preparing the Passover meal for Jesus. But in reality, Jesus was the prepared Passover meal for Peter and John, and for all people, from all times and in every place that found themselves in helpless bondage. Jesus had prepared the Passover meal for them, and he prepared it for you. Not just a dinner that remembers something that happened long ago, but a banquet that distributes salvation to you right now. The body and blood of Jesus is what this night is really all about. Tonight is the night in which he was betrayed. Tonight, he's arrested. Tonight, he is taken captive. And tomorrow, he will be executed for you. For the Lamb of God will lay down his life for the life of the world. He will be the atonement, the covering of your sins and my sins. He will satisfy in his death the justice of God against your sin. And having no sin to pay for himself, the payment he makes is the payment for yours and mine, our sins. All that was promised from the very beginning, so very long ago, is about to be fulfilled. But before this happens, Jesus provides the means by which you and I receive the benefit of all that he will do for us. He puts into effect a new covenant, a new testament of his body and blood. That is his last will and testament. It is what he is now leaving behind to provide and give to his family. And this is no simple, ordinary meal. This is not a one last time goodbye dinner eaten together before Jesus is to be taken away. This meal, like Jesus says, is a meal for you, given for you, his body for you, his blood for you, in with and under the bread and the wine. His body and his blood, all that Jesus is and all that Jesus has, is given to you. As you eat and drink his body and blood, you do not just receive a part of your Savior, you receive all of him. Here is his cross for you. Here is his forgiveness for you. Here is his kingdom for you, his death and his resurrection for you. Here is his life for you. And as we receive here his body and blood, we confess, yes, this is for me. His life, his forgiveness, his kingdom for me, his death and resurrection for me. You see, faith receives these gifts and is strengthened. Though our sin is great, here is the one even greater who does not hold your sin against you, who forgives the guilt of your sin. And this is no cheap grace. Do not be deceived. This is no simple overlooking or ignoring or excusing of your sin. But here is forgiveness that has come at a great price, the death of God's only Son, in the flesh and blood, Jesus. His flesh and blood given for you in love. His body and blood now in this place tonight given to you in love so that you are no longer separated from him, but that you may be his very own and live under him in his kingdom. And just as the Lord brought Israel out of slavery, so also he has brought you and me out of our own bondage. And isn't this what we all confess and are taught in the catechism regarding our Lord Jesus Christ? That he has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins and from death and from the power of the devil, not with silver or gold, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death, that I might be his own. This is the manner of your deliverance, the body of the Son of God given for you, the blood of the Son of God poured out for you. These are given to buy you, to redeem you, to make you God's very own. This is what the supper is all about. It's not some institution that God gives only that we may remember. And it's certainly not an ordinance by which he tests our obedience to him. No, it is the Father calling his children to dinner so that he might feed you. It is the Passover fulfilled. It is Christ present with us, leading us through the wilderness and feeding us with the forgiveness that keeps you and I alive in him. But let us also remember that though God delivered many out of Egypt, so too many fell in the wilderness. They rejected God's gifts. They disobeyed his commands. They lost the life that he had given to them. They complained that his gifts of word and manna were not enough. But without these gifts and his mercy, in the wilderness, they died. They wanted to go back to Egypt, choosing slavery with some of the benefits and the luxuries that Egypt held over the promise of eternal life. The temptations, aren't they the same for you and me? As long as you and I are here in this wilderness, in this life, we're tempted as well to forsake the Lord. Tempted to return to the slavery of our sin because of its alluring pleasures and its seeming security. But such benefits, truth be told, are mirages. For sin, your sin, my sin, brings death. And you'll be tempted to complain that God's gifts of word and supper are not enough to sustain you. And you'll want him to promise life in other ways. But he doesn't. You'll be tempted to neglect his means of grace while you deal with the dangers of the desert. But then you will go hungry, and your faith will be starved. So, my friends, beware of these sins. Repent of them daily, and make your way back to his word and to his supper. The holy meal is not a pale remembrance of the Passover. It is the Passover. It is the greater meal, the greater Passover, which the first Passover pointed to. For deliverance from Egypt with the mighty hand of God is in fact what Egypt, what Israel received out of Egypt. But here, in this place, in this meal, the mighty act is greater. For the Lord, who has already delivered you from sin and death by holy baptism, he now strengthens you and he preserves you in the one true faith until life everlasting. So as you eat and drink this meal of the new covenant, you have the words of the Lord spoken to you through his prophet Jeremiah. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. That forgiveness which the Lord promises is yours. Because Jesus has taken all the plagues and all the death upon himself. The death of the only begotten Son of God, the firstborn of God, brings life, gives life, hands over life to you. And all your blemishes, he takes them upon himself and he bears them. He's overcome them. He's put them out of the Lord's remembrance. And so now you have the deliverance that was promised. You've been released and you've been set free once for all. Your salvation has come at a price, but it is the price that has been paid. So now, you can come and you can eat. Eat the bread that satisfies and gives eternal life. And drink the cup of eternal blessing that gives the forgiveness of your sins. So partake of the Passover meal that is prepared by Jesus for you. And remember, remember what he has done for you. How he gave his body into death and poured out his blood. For this Jesus was delivered over into death for your offenses, but raised up for your justification, so that your sins will be remembered no more. In the name of Jesus, amen.